You're listening to Health Radio FM. I'm your host, Tamela McNabb. I have today Dr. Kobi Slater with me. She is an author of a new book called, is it the Candida book?
It's called The Ultimate Candida Guide and Cookbook.
Well, it has everything in it. So a lot of people don't even know what Candida is or what it means. So I'm going to give the microphone to you and you're going to tell me all about what the book is about. But starting off, the definition of Candida.
Thanks, Tammy. So a lot of people are suffering from an overgrowth of a yeast called Candida. And this yeast lives in our intestines in really small amounts. In fact, it's really actually beneficial when it's in less than 5% of the population in the intestinal tract. But under the right opportunity, this yeast or Candida is very, very opportunistic. And so it will strike when the iron's hot. And what that means is if the person has taken antibiotics, or maybe they've been on some type of a steroid medication, even a topical steroid cream, perhaps they're on the birth control pill, maybe their immune system is lowered, maybe they eat a lot of sugar, which lowers the immune system, or maybe they've got a lot of stress in your life. So all of these things will sort of set the stage for this Candida to take the opportunity to start growing and flourishing. And what happens is the Candida will flourish throughout the intestinal tract, and then it will actually break through that really protective barrier within the intestines, and it will break free into the bloodstream. And this is called Candida. And what happens with Candida is it can affect people in all sorts of different ways. So I could have maybe 10 patients all with Candida, and it's all manifesting in them in different ways. One person might have headaches. It might come out in the form of a skin condition like eczema or psoriasis. It might happen in the form of depression. Maybe even chronic fatigue syndrome. All these different conditions that are chronic in nature can sometimes have the common factor underlying called Candida. And so this book was developed kind of on accident. So I treat a lot of patients with Candida, and I started developing a little recipe folder for them. So I would put them on this Candida cleanse. It's a 90-day cleanse, because it takes about 3 months to effectively get rid of the Candida. And so I put together this little handout for them, and this handout kept growing and growing and growing. And I thought, you know, I should actually turn this into a little cookbook. And so then it kind of grew from there. And so the book, it's a really comprehensive book. It has the entire plan, how to effectively get rid of Candida, exactly what you need to eat, what you need to avoid, all the different yeast killers that you need to take, and some really great recipes to go along with that.
So you've told us about the symptoms of it. Give us just a basic rundown without revealing everything in your perfect book. What are the things I would have to do to get rid of Candida and to fight back?
Probably half the battle is to get rid of the foods that Candida loves. And so during this process, it's not about necessarily how much food you're eating, but definitely what foods you're eating. And so the elimination process is going to start with things like the flour of any grains or any type of sugar. Fermented foods really, really contribute towards Candida, things such as mushrooms or even vegetables that are high on the glycemic index, like potatoes or beets or sweet potatoes and yams. So any foods that really are high in sugar or high in flour, vinegar products, these are all foods that need to be eliminated during this time. So someone might look at me and say, well, what am I going to be eating? Basically, lean proteins, lots of above ground vegetables, domestic fruits. So fruits kind of grown in this zone. We stay away from tropical fruits. Nuts and seeds are fine, except for peanuts. And so that's just kind of an example of some of the foods that you'd be concentrating on eating. And then the other half of the battle is taking certain yeast killers throughout the process. So each month of the three-month program, the yeast killer has to be changed, because after about 30 days, the Candida is so sly in nature that it just becomes used to what you're taking. And then you have to kind of be one step ahead of it and change what you're doing. And so you can effectively get rid of the Candida. And then we want to make sure that you're building up the good bacteria in the intestinal tract.
How many recipes are in the book?
There are about 150 recipes. and all different categories of recipes. So there's even tons of recipes that are made from coconut flour or almond meal, different breads that you can make. There's lots of recipes in the forms of soups and salads and side dishes and even a few little desserts in there.
Where can we find your book?
You can order the Ultimate Candida Guide and Cookbook on Amazon, and you can also order it on my online store at drkobe.com, or you can even pop into our clinic in Maple Ridge and pick one up.
Thank you, Dr. Kobe. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.